Welcome to this week's edition of Careers for You. My guest on today's programme is Laura Bartlett, a successful florist. I'm sure there are many young people out there who've never considered floristry as a career. Who knows? They might be inspired by Laura's example. Laura, how did you become interested in floristry?
My parents were keen gardeners. My father used to grow rare varieties of vegetables, and my mother grew orchids very successfully. But it was my mother's sister who was the professional. She had a florist's shop, and when I was a kid, I'd help out at weekends. I grew up knowing quite a lot about the business.
So being a florist was something you'd always wanted?
Not exactly. When I was at school, I wanted to be an artist, but my art teacher persuaded me to train as a graphic designer instead. After college, I got a job working for a magazine, but I hated being in an office all day, so I resigned. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had a number of temporary jobs, and then one day my aunt fell and broke her arm. She asked me to help out in the shop until she got better. But I liked it so much that I stayed on and eventually took over from her when she retired.
What exactly did you do?
At first, I did the jobs I'd done as a kid, cleaning, delivering flowers to customers, things like that.
Didn't you work with flowers at all?
Well, that's a skilled job. My aunt's assistant would do the creative stuff and I'd put together simple bouquets, following her instructions.
What kinds of skills did you need to learn?
Lots. Fortunately, I already knew a lot about the different species and varieties of flowers available, but I now had to learn how to look after them, prepare them so they lasted, wire them if necessary.
Wire them?
Yes. In some arrangements, flowers have to keep a certain position, and one of the ways you can make sure they do this is by twisting fine wire around their stems.
Oh, I see. Would you say that being a florist is a good career for a young person?
That depends. You have to love flowers, but you must also be good with people. You see, people come into a florist's for many reasons. Often they want some flowers as a gift for a birthday. Perhaps they want to apologise to someone. A family member could be ill. They depend on you to help them make the right choice, so you have to take an interest. And it's not all pretty flowers. You have to get up before dawn to buy good quality flowers from the market. It's not much fun when you have to put your hands into freezing water in winter. You stand most of the day. You have to lift heavy containers. And before special occasions like Mother's Day, you need to work through the night to prepare orders.
So if any of our listeners would like to become florists, how should they go about it?
Well, they could try getting a job at a florist's and learn the business on the job, or they could take a course at a college. My advice would be to look for a part-time job and attend courses in floristry at the same time. That way, you get a good knowledge of all aspects of the business, because it is a business. If you want to run your own shop one day, you must learn how to manage a budget, run a website, and keep accounts. No matter how talented you are, you will fail unless you can do all the other boring things.